There's something you should know about determinism and free will. First, determinism. Everything is predestined or predetermined.
You have no power.
You are powerless. That's right, God controls everything, including your mind, body, and soul. Ouch, he hit me.
That's okay, it wasn't you, it was God. We are but robots carrying out God's work. Some of us are good, some of us are bad, because God has made us that way, and there's nothing we can do about it. That's just the way it is. Let's just get on with it.
Doesn't make sense.
But he does have a point. The Holy Quran does say,
this is not but your trial by which you send astray whom you will and guide whom you will.
You think you chose to watch this video right now?
God controls the movement of your fingers, the twitching of your eyelids. Your intentions belong to him. And Allah hath full power and control over his affairs. But most among mankind know it not. And in our control is the hereafter and the worldly life.
But hold on a moment. The Holy Quran also states,
every soul will be held in pledge for its deeds. And Allah also tells us, we showed him the way, whether he be grateful or ungrateful.
Meaning that it's up to us.
Allah is the one who gives reward and punishment. Would it be just if he gave punishment to you for something that you had no control over?
Would a mother punish her baby for pooping in its diaper?
Of course not.
Allah has more mercy than 70 mothers, and yet he swears that
certainly will I fill hell with the jinn and men together.
How can Allah put people in hell as a punishment when they didn't even have control over what they did in life?
You are rewarded for fasting because you choose to refrain from eating and drinking for the sake of Allah.
Allah is showing you that he has given you control over yourself. And this is what we refer to as free will.
Yes.
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 I feel it.
Yes, you do. Now, there are those who argue that absolute determinism is the reality, that we have no power and that Allah literally controls everything in the sense that we have no ability to make decisions of our own, and God has a very, very hands-on approach to the affairs of the universe. And then there are those who believe that absolute free will is the reality, and that Allah basically began the creation and then said, off you go, existence. You are free to do whatever you like, and I'm just gonna sit back and watch. Both these polar opposites are extremes, and the reality lies between the two. The sixth infallible Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, said, neither determinism nor free will. The truth of the matter lies between these two. The reality is that Allah has absolute power over all things, and at the same time, you have free will.
I have the power!
Yes, don't get carried away though. Allah is the one who's given you that power, and Allah is the one who can take it away. The Holy Quran states, say, God, holder of all control, you give control to whoever you will, and you remove it from whoever you will. You elevate whoever you will, and humble whoever you will, and all that is good lies in your hands. You have power over everything.
But then how can everything be determined or predestined, and at the same time, you still have free will? How?
Well, imagine there's a falling boulder. It's gonna fall right where you're standing. You can't control that. But what you can control is whether you choose to step out of the way or not. Allah has given you the ability to change your own condition, but you don't control the boulder.
You don't have control over the skies or the mountains. You don't have control over the weather. You don't have control over other people. You can't even control what goes on in your own house. The only thing Allah has given you control over is yourself.
And even that control, Allah can take away from you.
But the point is, you have the choice.
This might give us a deeper understanding of the noble verse, which says, surely the Almighty changes not the condition of a people unless they change what is within themselves.
Allah has given us ample guidance to show us the right path, but it's up to us whether we choose to be thankful for it all or not.
The Almighty desires not to place a hardship on you, but he desires to purify you and to complete his favor upon you, so that you may be thankful.
Take fasting, for example.
Allah hasn't prescribed fasting on us just to make things hard. He wants us to feel the responsibility of the free will he has given us.
It is said that the full stomach can never understand the hungry.
Fasting helps us to understand the pain of the poor, many of whom may not have food to break their fast with like the rest of us. Will we not see it as our duty to help the poor and choose to act on that duty?
Allah is not going to make you do any good deed.
need, nor is he going to force you to stand up for the oppressed people of the earth. You have to choose to do this yourself. We have to recognize that existence belongs entirely to Allah, and He has complete control over it. Within that existence, each and every one of us has free will, and it's up to us what we decide to do with what Allah has given us. Each and every one of us has been given the potential power to change the destiny of this world. If only we recognize that and acted upon it. And at the same time, don't get disheartened, because everything happens by the will of Allah. What you have been given control over ought to be your primary concern. Because if there's anything you're going to be rewarded or punished for, it's whatever Allah has given you power over. And Allah has given you power over pretty much nothing except for yourself. Allah reminds us, have we not made for Him two eyes, a tongue, and two lips, and shown him the two paths of good and evil? A train can only go where the tracks take it, but the driver inside can control how fast or how slow it goes. You might be destined for hell, but if you repent, Allah will change your destiny. Someone might be destined for great things, but then they just don't do what they were supposed to do to reach that great thing, and so Allah changes their destiny. Allah has also given you a great potential and a great destiny, but you have to use your free will to reach it. So don't forget, Allah has absolute power over all things, and at the same time, you have free will. There are a lot of confused people out there. You should share this with whoever you can. You never know whose free will you might trigger.